Did you know that a kiss is the anatomical juxtaposition of two orbicularis oris muscles in a state of contraction? I bet you didn't. Oh well, maybe you did. That's a tongue twister, by the way, from my long gone drama school days. Kissing and the swine flu. I've been thinking, not deeply, but just mulling over the potential that this swine flu has to change the way that we operate in public, especially socially. I was at the theatre the other night and working in the business as I do and knowing a lot of actors and other theatre workers, there was a lot of hugging and touching and kissing, you know, that old jokey thing of air kissing where you slide past someone and plant a kiss out there in the middle distance. We are a very touchy lot, and in the nicest possible way. And it occurred to me that fear of catching the flu could well affect the way that all of us move through the crowds of our daily lives. Our Federal Health Minister, Nicola Roxon, on national television news last night, sat there and looking very sternly through her new glasses, warned us about the potential that this swine flu has to cause havoc in Australia as the winter comes in. She mentioned possible deaths even, and that's scary. I wonder how it will affect the way we operate. Will we touch less, hug less, kiss less? It'd be a real party pooper, wouldn't it, if you suddenly couldn't reach out and do what is such a normal thing to do, just to make contact with another human being. If you don't feel well, don't go to work. That's one thing. Wash your hands. That's probably the best thing you possibly can do, but cease the kind of contact that we all need and crave. Be interesting, won't it? It's pretty hard to kiss through those masks, isn't it? I imagine it would be. Perhaps you just pull it up quickly, quick peck on the cheek and put it back again. Would that work, do you think? Look pretty silly anyway. And on that thought, I'm going to stop, and do take care.